good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cotton Cuff, Henny Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder, is my cool name and my native name. And we discuss Native issues and Native events all over Turtle Island. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I want to give Howling for Wolves a shout out. They are having a outdoor fundraiser featuring singer Jen Hewitt. Jen is an accomplished Native American songwriter who captures the wolf's spirit. And this will take place on October 24th between 2 and 4 p.m. And it's in the Downtown Park Pavilion in Hopkins, New York. So
Hopkins, Minnesota.
I'm sorry, Minnesota. I have
Wendy's going to New York.
I have New York on my mind. I'm leaving tomorrow on a jet plane to.
We won't see her for a long time. So
see some family. Lots of babies are being born out there. But
I didn't murder her and bury her in the basement. She'll be in New York and checking in from time to time.
You know, it's a really hard time of year though to pack because you know it's like 60 degrees and then it's 75 degrees one day and it's so I got to pack a lot of different stuff. So
that sounds like some white people problems.
It is totally, and I am a light packer, and I don't like to bring a lot of stuff, so it's overwhelming me right now.
But I bring anyway. A lot of stuff. I was gone for 2 days, and I think I brought 4 days' worth of stuff. And I don't know. Can you guys that are watching this on YouTube and Facebook, can you tell me how cool I look with this hat? Because I'm not convinced. Wendy's got her solar bear hat, too. So.
Yeah, I'll put it on underneath my headphones here in a little bit.
So we're going to have Solar Bear, Robert Blake from Red Lake, I always love to say that, with Solar Bear, and then Wendy with some more fun facts, with her sacred animal portion, and then we're going to talk to Lewis and have phone calls on the second segment. And so why don't we, without any further ado, you see how I speak French too, let's go to Ogama with the news.
Hi, Annie Bujou, everybody. I will have to get my solar bear hat here a little bit later on our next commercial, too. So when Bob Blake joins us for the next segment, I'll have mine, too. We got to rep Solar Bear and that awesome work that Bob Blake is doing with Solar Bear. As always, I want to start with some, I guess, Line 3 news, only because we know there's a little more than 100 people from Minnesota out in Washington, D.C. this week for the People versus Fossil Fuels rally. Today was day 3. And those who were in attendance highlighted devastating climate impacts that are hitting communities across the United States already. The theme of the event today was "We Can't Wait." The big banner that they had today in front of the White House read, "Our communities can't wait." And many of the people in attendance at the White House today and throughout the week come from communities like Cancer Alley in Louisiana or Native communities that the administration has made public promises to defend but are still threatened by fossil fuel projects, including the pending projects that Biden could reject right now. So if you have not yet, make sure you check out the peopleversusfossilfuels.org website. You can also learn more at buildbackfossilfree.org. So shout out to them for sending me the recap email today. I really appreciate it. Another 90 people were arrested today outside of the White House. So speakers gave testimonials while they were out there talking about heat waves, floods, fires, hurricanes, and other fossil-fueled climate disasters that are threatening their communities. I mean, this is something that's happening in real time to our indigenous and BIPOC communities. And they are asking through the People versus Fossil Fuels rally for Biden to make some changes to declare a climate emergency and to stop and decline or put an end to any new fossil fuel infrastructure. And here in Minnesota, Line 3 is a big part of that. So Miigwech to all of you water protectors who are out there in Washington, D.C. We were out there for Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday, but had to come back to Minnesota to get to the grind. So I just want to let you know we're with you in spirit. And make sure you're checking out those other Indigenous-led media sources, Indigenous Environmental Network, Honor the Earth, all of those places. There's really great live feeds coming out of there. Giving a shout out over here to Jason, who gave me some info earlier today on where to catch a really good live feed as well. So Miigwech for that. Actions are going to continue through the end of the week, ending with a march down Pennsylvania Avenue this Friday morning. So again, make sure to sign up to get the details and join People versus Fossil Fuels at People versus Fossil Fuels. That's PeopleVSFossilFuels.org. It's really exciting, and I know you can get signed up there to get some emails and get updates. And if you're not doing anything in D.C., you can't get there. There's definitely still a lot of things that you can do for your community to help stop Line 3 or to take action against the fossil fuel crisis. Again, buildbackfossilfree.org is a good website. Stopline3.org is a great website. All of those places are ways that you can get involved and take action. We all know that the climate is changing. We know that our Indigenous communities are affected first and worst. And we also know that the solution is often, the key and the solution to these problems is often with those who are closest to them. So make sure you get involved as an Indigenous person or an ally, because the theme of today was correct. We cannot wait. We need to get these things taken care of. Right, Robert and Wendy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just amazing that it's 2021 and we're still dealing with these problems that I know we were talking about in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Climate change. The world's burning, so it's amazing that we're not all aboard on this, but let's keep plugging away, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree with you. So the other story I wanted to talk about is a little bit of a regional story. Robert, this comes from your tribe. So the Madison, Wisconsin Public Library is welcoming a Ho-Chunk Nation storyteller. They're having their first Native American storyteller in residence at the Madison Public Library. And they are a Ho-Chunk member, Andy Cloud. So in collaboration with Ho-Chunk Gaming, the Madison Public Library is launching their Storyteller in Residence program. And the events for the residency are called Ho-Chunk Through Story, The Origin, The Ways, and The Life. And it started on Indigenous Peoples Day on October 11th, and it's going to run through December 18th. So if you're in the Madison area, if you're listening to us in Madison, right, that is a really cool event that you could tune into. It's going to have in-person and virtual events, as well as grab-and-go mini maker kits. So they're going to have some crafts and things that you can do. It looks like this is going to be great for all ages. So that's really an exciting thing, especially for Ho-Chunk people. Right, Robert?
Well, there it is. Sorry, you two. Ho-Chunk leading the way again.
Hey now. Bob Blake from Red Lake with the Solar News. And I'm here from Red Lake, too. So we got to represent. There's two of us from Red Lake on the show today.
Lewis is the only one originally from these areas. So
we're all outnumbered here. So it's
yeah, that's right.
Yes, I suppose. Yeah, we are all outnumbered all the time, isn't it? True. That separated us for a reason, right? Most of us do not live in the lands where the tribes we come from would have originally resided because we were separated. So, you know, that's always something to keep in mind. You know, the whole land acknowledgement thing, I always chuckle because the land that I live on is technically Dakota land, and I'm Ojibwe, but a lot of people think that we were always here, and that's not how it worked out.
Well, I know Ho-Chunks were here forever, too, along with down in Blue Earth and down that area, and we're here. We're all here, and as Native Americans, we're still here, and we are someone to, not mess with. So, especially now that we're on the radio and we can say whatever we want. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Up next, Lewis and your phone calls. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Oh,
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Fine dining. Walking paths, gardens, and green space. The sound of children playing. Groups gathered to...
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby? Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
The new Line 3 tar sands crude oil pipeline threatens our water and climate.
It's the end of the tar sands party, and Enbridge wants to sell some oil. Tar sands is the dirtiest oil in the world, so they really put our Great Lakes water in peril. The environmental permitting for this process is a joke. The line was shoved down our throats, and that's wrong. And we're still fighting it, and it's brutal. They should do an environmental impact statement on this project.
Visit stopline3.org to take action.
What we want is a just transition.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we should call this segment Ask the Indian. give us a call, 952-946-6205, and or maybe Stump the Indian, huh, Lewis?
Stump the Indian.
But we got Bob Blake on later with some solar news, and then also... we'll have Wendy talking about her sacred animals and maybe quizzing us a little bit. But how are you feeling today, Lewis? A lot going on. The weather's changing here. It's time to wear long pants and moccasins and things like that. So how are you doing today?
You know, as long as jorts are not part of the situation, then we're good, right? Yeah. Jean shorts, you know, with the skull imprint in the back with their chewing tobacco. Anyway. Yeah, that's for the deadly uncles out there. But yeah you know, it's such an important week for Indigenous people. Indigenous People's Day, that I'm so excited about. What Ogun was talking about earlier was it's now extending not just one day. It's a whole week of activism. And it's amazing, especially, you know, now's the time. You think about, you know, Minnesota and us being a hub of activism right now because of Line 3, unfortunately. But big props up to our Anishinaabe, you know, nations up there holding it down and being such good relatives and, you know, putting time, sweat equity and all the organizations, Honor the Earth, you know, Camp McGizzy, Red Lake, all these people getting together and being activists. When I think about the end of Columbus Day and the start of Indigenous People's Day, I think of those people on up on the front lines, Ogma, Robert and Wendy. I think it's just beautiful to see that type of activism in 2021. We're still here.
Right. And speaking of the front line, it's important to remember, too, that our relatives with Rise Coalition are still up at the new Camp Firelight, up at the scene of the, I believe they're at the site of where Enbridge broke through that aquifer, and they're holding space up there. A lot of the posts are that, you know, they're living in the ditch up there. We have people who are willing to sacrifice that much to make such sacrifices for the rest of us. I mean, we really need to honor those relatives that are doing that for us.
Yeah, and totally understand what's happening, right, Lewis? You know, I think some of us do some things and some of us don't do things, but to understand that everyone has their place in their jam and their go-to stuff.
Yeah, you know, in traditional Lakota culture, our communities were set up like a sea, right? And in the middle was a fire, sacred fire. But that sea would open in the east, as all teepee cultures, kind of plains cultures do. And it's for people to come in and out. And when we used to move camps together, we, you know, the interesting thing is that a lot of our nations never had standing armies. And that would that was so baffling to colonizers. Like, you guys don't have full-time people in your military. No, we have mothers, fathers, daughters, sons. But when it's time to step up, they step up. And that's the same spirit we see with our young and old indigenous activists up at Line 3, Camp McGizzy, Camp Firelight, DC, you know, People versus Fossil Fuels, demanding change. We're still opening that village, that we still have that opening, that people come in and out of our community, go out and fight the fight, yet come back to our community and recharge and renew to come out there and go fight another day.
Yeah, that's why we love you on the show. Great, great thoughts. Let me just throw this out there again, 952-946-6205. We're playing Stump the Indian. No, I'm just kidding. But we're having a nice little roundtable talk here. And, you know, we talk about also completing the circle, Lewis and Ogama and Wendy, and those, and a lot of teachings, Native teachings with those four colors want to bring everybody, all nations, in the circle. And I feel like that a lot of times when we're talking with and being with our allies, Lewis.
Yeah, you know, in Lakota, we call that medicine wheel a Chunglishka. And what the Chunglishka tells us is that all things are circular, and all things are relative. What happens in the universe happens on Earth. And all things happen in seasons. There's a season to stay home and renew. There's a season to go out there and be active. And there's a season to gather for the winter. The bloquetu is what we call the winter, you know. And what the issue there is that we have to translate all these amazing intellectual type of conversations we have as indigenous people to our allies and say, hey, this is how we act in these indigenous spaces. And I believe that each indigenous activist space, whether it be Camp Firelight, Red Lake, DC, all these things are sacred spaces that have to be held to a higher level. So when we go to those sacred spaces, we have to act a certain way. We have to walk humbly, walk in respect for our ancestors that had led the way for us to be there. And I think it's so beautiful to see, you know, you two in Washington, D.C. Think about your guys' journey, you know, of all the hardships you've been through as indigenous people. Ogma is such an amazing indigenous woman that's going to have an amazing indigenous baby soon, you know. And like, you're still out there. You're still out there going to D.C. through all of that and being a good relative to the next generation, trying to build that bridge to the seventh generation, something that Native Roots Radio holds in paramount. That's kind of our goal here.
Right. And, you know, my feeling with it, too, is, you know, I love my work and I'm happy to be here. And I love this work with Native Roots Radio and this opportunity to be here. But I tell people all the time, I didn't come here because I felt like I had a choice. I felt like I no longer had a choice to sit and wait for things to happen for Native people in the country when it comes to Line 3, when it comes to other Indigenous issues. And I think that that's the way a lot of us feel. And if you're feeling that way, you really should. Remember that you too can answer to that calling and can answer to your ancestors that way. You know, we are the generation that is supposed to, somebody's commenting about, you know, the black elk prophecies, you know, we are the seventh generation. We're supposed to be doing things in this time, to fix what's happening on Mother Earth. And, if you're feeling that call in any way, there are so many different ways that you can get involved, and to support the people who are involved.
Yeah, Lewis, Ogama, Lewis, Wendy. Can you speak upon what this young person has said? Can you share about Black Elk's prophecies? And if you don't know, there was a popular, it's still popular. I've seen so many different printings of a Black Elk Speaks. And this is about somebody that lived all the way through, until the 30s. And he was cousins with Crazy Horse. Go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah, it's funny. You go back to any Lakota culture. Oh, yeah, you know, Crazy Horse is my cousin, you know. I'm from Sitting Bull. And, you know, everyone's so warrior-esque, you know. I come from people who tamed horses. That's where the Eagle Thunder people come from, you know. Like, that's what we do. We're no chiefs. But, yeah, Black Elk was such an important figure because what he represented to not only the Lakota Oyate, but just indigenous people, is a voice in transition. When we think about things like Sitting Bull, he was a voice in the end of a certain era, but Black Elk to us is a voice in transition. I think that's why his words are so powerful and the things he says are so powerful, because he's bridging the gap between our ancestral knowledge of storytelling. And for those that aren't familiar, Lakota, Dakota, and I believe Anishinaabe people, please forgive me, Ogma and Ho-Chunk people, we didn't really have written language. We had storytellers, and storytellers held the knowledge of all of us and winter counts, and that knowledge was passed on. And it was so nuanced, because it's just not written. You just don't read and writ. It was about how the story was told, how you go about it, and it's life applicable application. That's what Black Elk's talking about with the seventh prophecy. It's walking that red road, that good road, and walking the ways of colonization, and kind of balancing the two of how do we navigate being indigenous people, honoring the earth. I use that pun here, you know, it's kind of ironically, but you know what, Wanoladuk, she understands this, you know, that's why she has Honor the Earth, is that we have to honor the sacred treaties we have with the sky, two-legged, four-legged, the winged, the water, all these things we've had treaties with before colonization. And as indigenous people, we are the ones that have to honor those treaties still, because we're obligated by those treaties in spite of colonization. And that's what I think Black Elk's talking about, is because we're thinking about the next generation. That's why it's important to have people like Bob Blake from Red Lake, because he's talking about renewable energy and how that we can't just deplete Mother Earth, Unchi Makav, all the resources we have, and then leave it in a ball of fire. That's what late stage capitalism is. And we talk about here in AM 950, Madison, Chicago, all of you guys have experienced that late stage capitalism. And we as indigenous people has always been on the forefront of saying we cannot live this way. We have to live in togetherness with Mother Earth, togetherness with Unchi Makav, and honor those treaties, Robert.
Well, Lewis, before we get going, I just want to say one thing. Is that John Trudeau always said, honor the earth. Whenever I hear any old speeches of him, and we should talk about him someday too, who just passed on, well, it's more years now than I'd like to think. I think it's about six, it might even be 10 years now. But you can see Lewis on TikTok as that Lakota guy, and it's always inspiring. And if you're on TikTok, you know this, that you can like him and then start watching all his stuff, because it's very educational. You just got a little piece of it in this segment with Lewis and what we all like to say. But we're going to have Bob Blake from Red Lake, which with Solar Bear in the Solar News. I got another 30 seconds, Wendy. What am I going
to
say?
I just want to tell Lewis that we have your Solar Bear hat here at our house.
I made the team, guys.
Get it for you. I'll go get it. I'll put it on Bernie here, so that will be represent your hat.
Yes, we do have your hat. Solar Bear with the Solar News coming up next. Thanks, Peenagy, again, Lewis, for your insight, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, this is Laura. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is home to some of the best political talk in the Twin Cities. Okay, the best political talk. It's been a crazy time. We endured 4 years of a self-described extremely stable genius who said Mexico was going to pay for the wall, he never paid off Stormy Daniels, and it was ridiculous to suggest he asked another country's leader to do him a favor. Unfortunately, the COVID virus was not a Democratic hoax. Inequity is real. America needs solutions to our climate crisis. AM 950 is one of the very few independent progressive radio stations in the United States. Thanks to AM 950 listeners and our partners, we've stayed in business for 17 years. Go to AM 950 Radio and see all the great independent businesses advertising with us. If you have a business or know of a business that could benefit from reaching the passionate listeners that support the advertisers on this station, send me an email, laura@am950radio.com. That's laura@am950radio.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hi, this is Desi Doyen of the Green News Report and the Bradcast. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Experience the difference of intergenerational childcare. Kinder Village brings together the wisdom and warmth shared freely by the older adults of Episcopal homes with infant to preschool-age children. The goal? To provide each child with a safe, loving, and secure place that promotes learning and fun. Now is the time to enroll your preschooler in a place of endless learning and love. Kinder Village has earned the top 4-star rating from ParentAware. The children enjoy arts and crafts, reading, story time, and playing games with their many grand friends. Teachers provide lessons in science, math, music, instrumental movement, language, and literacy. The campus kitchen prepares nutritional snacks as unique as the children it serves. Kinder Village days mix free play and structured activities, allowing children to learn and grow in a flexible and diverse setting. Children who are part of intergenerational activities have better social skills, have less aggressive behavior, have improved learning, and find understanding of those with disabilities. For more information or to enroll, check out kindervillage.org.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies overnight with a low around 45, Thursday sunny with a high near 58, and Friday sunny with a high near 54. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can help you find a place for fire that works in your life. They have clean wood burning, convenient gas burning, and easy to install electric stoves and fireplaces for both in your home and outdoors too. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977. More at woodlandstoves.com.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
We got Lewis's Solar Bear hat right here on camera, and we're all wearing Solar Bear hats except the Solar Bear.
Sorry, everyone. I just came from a board meeting with the American Indian Family Center. Apologize for I was running late and forgot to get my Solar Bear hat.
Hey, well, this is the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Thank you, Robert Blake.
Hey, so Robert, I got an interesting story here, and it's about the billions of dollars in insurance damages that will happen because of climate change. And I just want to kind of just give you some quick statistics here real quick. And since, 2021, as of October 8th, there has been 18 weather climate disaster events with losses exceeding $1 billion each in the United States. So, you know, I mean, you know, and these droughts include flooding, severe weather storms, tropical cyclones, wildfires, winter storms, you know, and so, like, I mean, basically we're going to have to get our heads wrapped around, you know, the fact that insurance companies are going to first of all, not insure people, right?
Wow. Yeah.
But also that they're going bust because of climate change. And, you know, I can't help but like say this enough though, but to all the listeners out there, contact your senators and your Congress people, because, you know, they really need to pass this Build Back Better bill, which has a lot of adaptation and mitigation strategies included in this bill that will help with climate change. You know what I mean, Robert? Like, that's why this is like really so important right now.
Oh, gosh. Both Wendy and I were shaking our heads over here. I don't know if you're going to bring this up, but didn't it rain like 28 inches in Italy or something a week ago? I mean, it was unbelievable.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and did you see all the rain that happened down there in Alabama? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is some serious stuff. And, you know, it's unfortunate that our politicians are playing, you know, games. And this is people's lives, you know what I mean? And their livelihoods and, you know, their life's work, as a matter of fact, their homes, right? So I would really like to see, you know, some bipartisan support here, some bipartisan action here on Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill, because there's so much in there that can help out communities right now, Robert.
Yeah, this is crazy. I just brought up the article here right now, CNN. Over 2 feet of rain fell in Italy in only half a day. Something not seen in Europe before. And they are. The article goes on to say that it is, you know, rare tropical cyclones dumps water. And this is what we're going to have to get used to seeing now, more severe weather. This is really crazy. Wow.
Yeah. And so a lot of the insurance people now are like, you know, sitting there saying to themselves, well, we're not going to insure people in California anymore because of wildfires, right? Like,
right.
We're not going to insure coastal city properties anymore because they're going to get flooded. Miami, perfect example of people that are, you know, can't secure insurance anymore.
And
so, this is getting serious.
Below sea level, and it was all built up artificially, just like the problems they had in New Orleans with the dams and the dikes.
Yeah, my family out east in Oceanside, hence near the ocean, and Long Beach and towns like that near the water, near the ocean, really has very, very high insurance rates. So, yeah, it's crazy.
I do have a question real quick, just before we move on. Bob, that I've been wanting to ask you for a couple of days. I kind of stored it up there. I'm like, can't wait to talk to Bob about this. And it's what it is that it's on TikTok and social media, I'm seeing a lot of resistance to solar and electrical. And they're saying things like it's going to take away jobs of like auto parts stores, oil companies. Like, I mean, you know, we're talking about like oil change companies like Jiffy Lube, you know, and all these other like dealerships are going to be out of business because people are going to order cars right from the manufacturer. Can you dispel some of these rumors that I see on social media that are actually gaining popularity about, oh, we should stay away from solar and electrical vehicles because it's going to take away jobs, you know, and we're going to, you know, where are the people going to get jobs at? It's kind of like this whole red scare happening again.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what happened when people didn't want to move away from the horse and buggy, right? They're like, you know, we're not going to need horses anymore. We're not going to use the buggy anymore. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing going on, you know, with a lot of these people now. You know what I mean? And so we were able to find new jobs. We were able to put people to work. You know, we were able to have another, burst of explosion and economic development. And that's going to be the same thing again. That's going to happen. You know, with all this cheap energy that we're going to have, we're going to be able to create more jobs and create more opportunities. And so it's just the exact opposite, Lewis. We're actually going to be able to create more jobs. And I, like I said this before, I highly encourage people to watch the Third Industrial Revolution on YouTube with Jeremy Refkin. It's a great program. It's about 2 hours long, but it's so informational. And so if you want to learn about the new jobs and the new opportunities that are coming, watch this program on YouTube.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the last big revolution was the Industrial Revolution, and I'm sure they said stuff like that, and now we're heading towards the new Green Deal revolution, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I got one more story here, Robert. I know we're running out of time, but the Department of Energy last Friday, the Department of Energy last Friday announced that they're going to target the equivalent of 5 million homes powered by community solar by 2025. That is awesome. That is great news because a lot of people can't put solar on top of their homes. A lot of people can't, people that are in apartments can't have renewable energy so they can subscribe to a solar garden. So this is great news coming out of the Department of Energy. This is great policy.
You know, I was asking about that, Bob, at one of my meetings, and the person in the know about Wisconsin laws said that they couldn't have, like I was talking about, there's a place called Christmas Hill in the Dells where we have like a lot of natives living in our own, and we can't put up a farm for the whole. Because I know you talked about this, it's a lot cheaper to have a nice size farm to electrify all the homes in the grid as opposed to having them, it's more expensive to put them on each house. But there's some kind of law in Wisconsin that won't let you do that, and it just kind of baffled my mind.
Yeah, and that's really where like advocacy and like I think tribal nations can really help out. Right. Is mm-hmm. Dealing with the Public Utilities Commission and, you know, really flexing their sovereign muscle. Right. Because that's going to help everyone. If we can go ahead and get community solar for everyone, for every community, I mean, that's just going to, you know, not only help the native communities, but also help everyone else. So, the rules are different for each state. But, you know, I mean, that just takes advocacy on the part of like Renew Wisconsin, right? They're a big advocate in Wisconsin. Right. They're trying to advocate for more renewable energy. Those are the people that I would say to our Wisconsin listeners, please support that organization. The Midwest Renewable Energy Association, another great advocacy group who are trying to expand renewable energy in Wisconsin. They're located in Wisconsin over in Stevens Point. By the way, yours truly is a board member of the Midwest Renewable Energy Association.
You get like a sport coat with an emblem on it, or that's awesome.
The free cheese curds. I just had to say it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say a green jacket, like a sports coat, but that would be like the PGA Tour.
And be like the Masters.
Yeah, Masters. But it would be green, green renewable.
But absolutely support these advocacy groups that are trying to advocate for renewable energy in your community. They're doing a great job. And honestly, I've met some of the best people in these organizations. They're some of my best friends now.
So we got a couple minutes left, Bob. And are you still a little hungover from all that excitement from being on Good Morning America?
That was pretty cool, wasn't it? I mean, it's not every day you get asked to be on Good Morning America. That was quite the honor. And I got to fly out to California next month and go talk to Berkeley. And then right. I got to go. And then there, I got a call to go talk to Washington, D.C., too. So I'm getting a little play off of this, Robert.
Yeah, right on.
We need a Solar Bear Energy bat phone now. So like Commissioner Gordon can call you anytime he wants. We need you here, Bob.
Well, Lewis, you could be my sidekick.
Hey, I'm always about that life.
So wait a minute, then you were my sidekick, and now what does that make Lewis my great sidekick?
Bob, I wear two sets of spandex that no one wants to see.
Remember to always give away t-shirts to the right people, right, Robert?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, right. That's a long story we've mentioned too many times here, but it's funny. We brought some t-shirts to the presidential forum that say resist on it, Native Roots Radio on the back. And Bob Blake gave the t-shirt to somebody that we've been resisting, so it was really ironic. And we took a picture with Amy Klobuchar. I mean, with this person.
And she was not to name names.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh. Bob gave one of my last shirts.
We would really like her if she was against pipelines and she didn't want to kill wolves.
Yeah, there is that, right?
There is that.
Jeez. Well, Bob, thank you so much for being on, man. Any last comments here?
No, everyone. Just, you know, we've got election season coming up. Let's vote in climate champions, everyone. We need climate champions that are going to create policy for our communities, and they're going to help save the planet. That's what I want everyone to know. Vote in climate champions. Ask your politicians. Get tough on climate, you know. We've got to save this planet. Yep.
Right on. I'm going to see if I can play this these clappings behind the bumper music real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're cheering you. All right. Hey, that was Bob Blake of Solar Bear with the Solar News. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Cudigy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on stronghartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio. This is Robert Pilot, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Love Howling for Wolves, and I love Halloween.
Yeah, Howling. I love Howling for Howling. Wolves. They're a great organization. They're also having a outdoor fundraiser featuring singer Jen Hewitt, and that's going to take place on October 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. in Downtown Park Pavilion, Hopkins, Minnesota.
Not Hopkins, New York.
Jen is an accomplished Native American songwriter who captures the wolf's spirit. So it'd be interesting in seeing her. You know. Yeah.
Well, I might be able to make it there, and you might be able to make it there.
Yeah,
be
we'll
back
see.
From your secret mission to New York City.
Exactly. Well, Long Island.
Same difference.
Yeah.
They all talk funny.
I know, that's what you say. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. So as always, Curtis, thank you very much. Mashke Hanajinga, that's what Curtis's native name is. And that means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. And I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And I got an article here, and it was sent to me by our very own Nancy Bolio.
Oh.
Yeah, it's from Fox 9 News, and it's not the Fox. It's not the Fox 9 News. That's Fox 9. It's a local Fox station affiliate, but it's not like that. But Minneapolis pet adoption fees are waived to clear the shelter. So this isn't in Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Animal Care and Control is having a clear the shelter event. And it's back this year after taking a pandemic pause in 2020. During the two-day event, the city will waive adoption fees to help dogs find their forever homes. Minneapolis Care and Control currently has more than a dozen dogs, some of which have been in the shelter for as long as 6 months.
Time to get a couple more dogs.
It is time. Minneapolis announced yesterday evening that all of the dogs have been adopted, but there are more looking for adoptions on Wednesday, today. You actually have until 7:30 this evening to go to the Minneapolis Animal Care and Control, which is on 212 17th Avenue in North Minneapolis, until 8 o'clock tonight. They are adopting out dogs, I guess cats too. I think that they have cats. The adoptions are first come, first serve, and people are, so I think it's great that dogs and the cats are getting adopted. And I do have a little bit, I have a, like a feeling both ways. So for me, if I went in and I adopted an animal and they waived the adoption fee for me, I would feel the same whether I paid $500 for the animal or I got the animal for free. So for me, the value of the animal is the same, whether, you know, whatever the money is. Mm-hmm. But statistics have shown that giving any pet away is kind of misguided. People tend not to value what they don't pay for. A fee pet is a disposable pet. A free pet is a disposable pet. And this is what some people say. Paying a fee for a pet shows good faith on the part of the new owner and demonstrates their willingness to properly care for the animal. So it kind of goes both ways. And I really hope that these animals all go to good homes.
I heard Ogama's getting a bigger house.
I really do. I really hope that they go. But I have some more here to say. A
couple more dogs, Ogama.
Yeah, but you know, about this time last year, pet rescuers, they couldn't keep up with the influx of adoption requests. Now they have the opposite problem on their hands. And here is a Rough Start Rescue. So Rough Start Rescue is an organization that rescues dogs. It's actually here in Minnesota, in Princeton, says they've been inundated with animals who need a loving home, and they're seeing fewer people looking to add pets to their family. Donnie, a 12-week-old puppy, and many others are up for adoption, and many shelters and rescues are in overload mode. And it's not just enough the families are adopting. The number of orphaned dogs is way up. The devastating weather has left many shelters in the South overflowing, and Minnesota has a history of helping out. And we also know that, Robert. You know, we used to get dogs from down south. They used to come from, like, Kentucky and Texas and Tennessee, and they made their way all the way up here to Minnesota on a transport that we used to be involved in, and we used to drive the dogs up here. Also, locally, the puppy populations have exploded in high-risk areas like reservations. So there's lots and lots of dogs out there today, and I want everybody to adopt. Please do not shop. And there's other statistics that I have here that I've been mentioning on the show, and I'm going to try to remember it without having to look it up. Let's see. One out of eight dogs and only one out of 12 cats will ever find a forever home in the United States because of the pet population. So we have too many animals in the United States, and there aren't enough people to take care of them. It's something like every person in the United States has to have 4 dogs each. And it's even higher for cats. It's 7 cats. Each person has to have 7 cats to just get rid of the you know, homeless population of animals here in the United States. So what we're doing really essentially is we're not getting to the root of the problem, right? We need to spay and neuter our pets. People need to adopt and do not shop. Right. So we're kind of shuffling all these dogs and cats all around, right? And trying to find homes for them. And then there's still more that need homes. And people continue to just buy dogs from breeders.
And that's one of the big problems, because we're supporting that kind of behavior, not just the spading and neutering. I agree with that, but we're really find out when you're going to have a puppy. If you're not getting from PetFinders.com or some kind of agency, ask to see the parents.
Ask to see the parents, because most of the time those parents will live their whole life in a cage. And that's their life. They never go inside a house. There's a rescue dog there that I see on the screen there. Who is that, Lewis?
Yeah, that's Buster Buns. He was adopted out of that Princeton, Minnesota Rough Start adoption agency. And he came to us. He was roaming around Princeton, they were said. And, you know, he needed a forever home. And those statistical odds are just crazy, because when you see there and you meet the pet and you connect with one, you don't realize just the dire situation these animals are in, Wendy.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? Every time you adopt an animal from a shelter, you are saving 2 lives. Mm-hmm. You're saving the life of the animal that you're taking out of the shelter, and you're making room for the next animal to come into the shelter. So you're not only saving 1 life, you're saving 2 lives by adopting an animal. And that goes for the cats too. So,
hey, before we take off, it looks like there is a Zoom for the People's Versus Fossil Fuels on, I think it's on Honor the Earth, Wendy.
Oh, that's awesome. Also, again, one more time, Howling for Wolves is having an outdoor fundraiser featuring singer Jen Hewitt. And that's October 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. And that's Downtown Park Pavilion in Hopkins, Minnesota.
I would like to end with these thoughts. If you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office. I would like to thank Lewis, Ogama, and Wendy, and our guest, Bob Blake from Red Lake. We exist, we resist, we rise. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3.